720. WGN, it is Dane here with you, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And as we talk a little bit of fast and a little bit of food, I want to remind people that coming up after this segment, we're going to have a $100 gift card from the Barbecue Authority in Lyle. Visit bbqauthority.com to shop and learn more. So stay tuned. We'll announce. Jack's going to give some thought to how we're going to give that away. Maybe the 720th caller, right, to keep with, or maybe the 100th caller, right, for the 100th anniversary. We'll figure that out. So stay tuned for that. On the line with us, excited to have on one of the premier and preeminent pitmasters in the world today. You know him as the man behind Blues Hog, the man behind the Gateway Drum Smokers, Marble Ridge Farms. He is the defending Memphis in May Grand Champion as well, so one of the top world championships in the world. Of course, he just won the Taco and Tequila El Bandito Barbecue Smokedown Championship as well. So many titles. I don't know how he keeps them all straight. The one and only Tim Scheer, welcome to WGN.
Thank you, Dane. Glad to be here, buddy.
So how do you? You have a great family, and they seem to be really super smart, too. So are they tasked with keeping all of your barbecue titles just sort of organized? How do you do that?
No, I think their task is keeping me grounded, making sure I don't get a big head.
It's very difficult, and I don't even see the reason or need for being grounded. I think you should just let it go, right? You just have to be indulgent, right? Because that's part of the creative juices that flow that allow you to be so successful in a bunch of different ways. So congratulations on all that success. And you know what it does? It makes you more busy, because not only all the things that we've been doing over the last couple months, but coming up, you're going to be back in Illinois for Tailgate and Tall Boys. There's going to be some of the biggest names in country music that are going to be converging on Bloomington, and Blues Hog will be right there.
Well, they will, and I'm super excited about it. You know, so like you said, some of the top names in the country music world, and looking forward to that, and looking forward to cooking some good barbecue for them, and just enjoying the weekend. It's going to be a good time. We'll be set up out there with El Bandito, and you know, we'll be making probably some whole hog, maybe some brisket. You know, we'll just go through the whole deal.
Just see how the spirit moves you. You know, you don't want to kind of confine yourself, right? You just want to sort of channel the barbecue gods and then let and then see what happens. So much excitement for you guys winning Memphis in May. There isn't really a barbecue title that is bigger than that. It's the kind of thing that regardless if you're into food or barbecue, you're still familiar with that competition and with that title. So talk about it. Has it been, you know, there's been tons of success over the barbecue career that you've had, but has it been, I mean, would you consider it to be life-changing? Is it, you know, was the world different the day before than it was the day after you won Memphis in May?
I mean, it's definitely our biggest win in barbecue, and yeah, it does. It opens up a ton of doors for us. It, you know, it really puts you on the map as far as, you know, a barbecue top competitor in the world, and it's one of those goals we've had for a long time, and recently just been taking a crack at Memphis. So we had the pork shoulder win last year, which we thought was incredible, and then, you know, to turn around and hit the whole hog and the world champion overall, I mean, that was just, you know, it's just crazy. We've just been riding the wave ever since. And you're right, we've been super busy with it. So it's just been a great, you know, opportunity, and we're just enjoying the ride.
Think about this, you know, with in the world of competition, barbecue typically is super time consuming, and then the equipment is cost prohibitive for your average everyday person. We talked with you when you ended up winning the National Hardware Show. You did a bunch of different things. So explain for the listeners, and this is the same basic philosophy and equipment that you used to win these world championships, is basically the Gateway Drum Smoker.
Well, exactly, and it's been probably one of the top two ingredients that, along with our Blues Hog products, you know, no doubt about it, has been kind of our not-so-secret weapon anymore. You know, we started making those back in 2012 and immediately started winning the highest level. And every year we keep doing something new, it seems like. So, you know, we're grateful for it, and it's awesome. But the unique thing about what we do is, you know, it's available for a backyarder. You know what I mean? It's not like we have this big semi-rig or something that we've got to pull around everywhere we go. I mean, we're literally cooking on 55-gallon drum smokers, and that's something that anybody could have in their backyard and experience the flavor and the success that we've had on the competition circuit right there at home.
one of the side effects of the success, and you mentioned the hardware show and all the places, those retail locations they would have, and of course on the competition side, is that Blues Hog stuff, which is within, and for the listeners, just to let them know, in the competition world, it is synonymous with championships. It's well known. It's completely universal. Everybody loves it. Everybody uses it in some way, in a bunch of different ways. But for the average person, some of the success that you've had has allowed you to be able to take that and kind of bring it to more people. So as we get into summer, talk a little bit about some of the places where people can get some of these ingredients, not only the smokers, but certainly the Blues Hog, the rubs, and the sauces.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, Blues Hog was created about 25 years ago, and, you know, it was just extremely well known on the competition circuit, but it was almost like it was, you know, people wanted to try to keep it a secret, you know. So, you know, we took over about 6 years ago, and we've been able to expand the market and grow the brand, you know, the way we think it should. So, we've got it available now at Ace Hardware nationwide, you know, Hy-Vee's in the Midwest, you know, all the way out to Giant Foods, and we're doing some deals with Walmart now to make it even more available. So, you know, it's just one of those things where we're just taking it one step at a time with the brand and just continuously trying to bring it to more stores and make it more available for folks.
Well, it's exciting. We talk all the time about it's an exciting time to be a race fan, but it's also an exciting time to be Tim Scheer, right? And with all that, and for all the people that you're touching on this, because you're giving them the tools to be able to have and create some of that best stuff right in their own backyard. So there's a lot of people out there in the world that are going to be excited as well. So, Tim, we're going to let you go. And I guess I wanted to let you know, he's probably on hold listening, but Scott Thomas, you know, Grillin' Fool, he's down there in St. Louis. He was able to come out, hang out, and do some things. I know you work with him on some things, too. And so when we get back for the break, we're going to actually talk with Scott. But if you want to send him a little message right now or whatever, you know, you can go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I mean, Scott, he's been one of the original Instagram barbecue, I don't know what you call it, but he was doing it before before everybody else was doing it, and he does a heck of a job, and he does a lot for our brand as well, so we appreciate him, and it was good to see him down here in St. Louis.
Yeah, so Tim, as we let you go, give the information, well, the sites, I guess, with Blues Hog and maybe some of the social media stuff so people can get in touch with you, get some of those products, or find out where they're available.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Blues Hog, BLUESHOG.com on the Internet, and then we've got at Blues Hog Nation and at Gateway Drum Smokers on Facebook and Instagram as well.
So many ways to stay connected, Tim. Thanks for everything that you're doing. I know it's a busy time. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yes, sir. All right. We'll see you later on this week, I believe.
All right. We'll see you then. For Tailgate and Tall Boys. Thanks, Tim.